Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, all that you set your hand to. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. This is a big part of our witness for Jesus. Did you hear this now? What leads people to repentance? It is the goodness of God. Well, you could say it like this. It must be the manifestation of the goodness of God. Right? Because God is good. And if it was just God being good that turned people to the Lord, well, they ought to be turning right now, because He's good and He's always has been good. It must be what? A manifestation of the goodness of God. Well, where are they going to see these manifestations? Can you see why the devil has wanted us sick and broke and defeated? Because the last thing he wants the unsaved people to see is how is the blessing of God in our life. Because when they see God just bless us and pour out the blessing on us and heal us and keep us healed. And I mean, we get old and we're still strong and doing good. Come on now. And the money just comes on till it ain't no use. And people go, well, I just think that's enough money for them. And more money comes on us anyhow. And the blessing of God and the blessing. What does that do to people who have heard lies about God? They're around us and they see this. It makes them want the real God. It makes them want the real salvation and truth. And the devil does not want that. All this blessing is supposed to be on our lives to the point where other people see it and go, God is real. And He's good to those that serve Him. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Look at there. Look at that bunch. Right? And so people have tried to say, well, now, I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. I just believe in winning souls. Oh, yeah? And you got a better way to do it than God's way. I do, too. But it's not just about trying to force somebody to pray the sinner's prayer. What do you do after that? See, people are not going to want to be a part of the things of God unless they see the victory, unless they see the blessing. And they see it not just on Sunday in church, but on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. They see the blessing of God in our lives. They see the victory and deliverance and protection and healing and prosperity of the living God. It's always supposed to have been that way. You and I believe it. So what do we say? We're blessed. Lord, let your blessing be seen on us. Right? Let your blessing be seen. Let your blessing be known. Let it be the living witness of the goodness of God that leads men to repent. Thank you, Lord. Now, I won't go through it, but we read it and we shouted about it. And then we got down to verse 15. And it said, it'll come to pass if you will not hearken, hard-headed, won't listen, disobedient, rebellious, to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, what is a curse? We talked about it. Anybody remember what's a curse? To be cursed is to be damned. It is to be doomed. It is to be destined or slated for destruction. So, cursed. Blessing, by contrast, was what? It's empowered, or you could say anointed, or enabled, or empowered to prosper, to succeed. Hallelujah. To excel. Glory be to God. Well, here he said, if you disobey, you'll be cursed. All these curses shall come upon you. Now, before we read further, let's remember our text, Galatians 3. What did it say? Christ has redeemed us from what? That's what we're reading. Right now. So the good news is, everything we read after this, we have already been redeemed from. So we could shout on every one of these verses because it is not for us. Verse 16, cursed shall you be in the city, but in light of Galatians 3, what do you say? Not. Not me. Right? I've been redeemed from this. Cursed in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in the basket, cursed in the store, cursed in the fruit of your body, fruit of your land, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep, cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? When you disobey God, just as blessed as you would have been to obey God, that's how cursed you'll be when you rebel against God. And how many know the Word of God is just as powerful both ways? Right? The Lord tells you, obey me, you'll be blessed. Can you count on it? You will be blessed. What if he says you rebel against me, you'll be cursed? You can count on it. Right? You will be. Verse 20 says, the Lord will send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke. And verse 21, the Lord will make the pestilence cleave to you. Verse 22, the Lord will smite you. Now, if you weren't with us last week, you might want to get the tape or CD, because we went into detail talking about these phrases and how to think about them and how to see them. And I'll just summarize just a little bit. The Bible teaches that God passes judgment, which allows the destroyer access, but this never pleases him. And even if you believed that God was the one that was personally making you sick, which we do not, but even if you believed that, all you got to do is obey. And you don't get this. Right? You get the blessing. But again, all this is the curse of the law, so what's the good news? We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Now, you will notice that called by specific name are all manner of sickness and disease in this chapter. It is not uncommon for people to tell you from all different denominations, they'll tell you you might have sickness and disease that is mentioned on these pages in your life. And people will tell you that it might not be God's will to heal you, or not yet, or that God sent you this to teach you something in your life. But how does that agree with you being redeemed from the curse of the law, and this is specified on the page as part of the curse of the law? That doesn't work, does it? Well, good news. Let's get into the specific areas for a little while tonight on these areas of sickness and disease. Because everyone we see, can we shout about it?
Yes.
Why?
Because
we've been redeemed from it. In Deuteronomy, we're in the 28th chapter and the 21st verse. The Lord dealt with me, and in fact, I have some of my notes here from some of my Bible school days, what I had the privilege of teaching. And I had the opportunity to teach a course called Christ the Healer at Rhema for a number of years. And the summer I was preparing to teach, doing everything I knew to get ready and prepare. I had taught in healing school already for years at this time. And the Lord spoke to me. I never forget it. In our house there in Broken Arrow, I was by myself in the middle of the floor with books spread out and papers spread out. And I was looking and making notes and getting ready for this 8 weeks of this course that was coming up in the fall. And I'd be teaching it every term. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said, people will be healed while you teach these truths in the class. Now, see, in the class, we were not going to have a laying on of hands time. There was not a prayer time. This is a class. The bell rings, bing, and you start teaching, and the bell rings, bing, and they pick up their stuff and go to the next class. But the Bible said he sent his word. And healed them. And delivered them from their destructions. Well, I wanted to prove it out. So purposely for the first several classes, I didn't say what the Lord told me. I didn't want to plant any thoughts in their minds about it. I just taught. And you know, so many times there's no fast organ music. There's no music at all. And sometimes I wasn't preaching that fast. I'm just teaching. And I'm talking about different truths in the Word of God. About healing. And at the end of the 8 weeks, I said, you know, if you've been healed during the course of this 8 weeks from word you've received in here, would you raise your hand? We had sometimes 80, 70, 80, 90, 100 testimonies in 1 8-week period and nobody was prayed for and there was no anointing of oil, all that's right. And I mean everything, to diabetes, to high blood pressure, to cancer, to tumors went away. I mean all kind of stuff. So I purposely, the next class, I'd get a bunch of fresh students come in. I wouldn't tell them either. We'd just teach. And then at the end, I'd ask them, you know, were you healed? And I mean, we saw it and saw it and saw it and saw it. And I asked them, one time I said, what's one of the things that helped you the most in receiving your healing? And it's the truth I'm about to talk to you about right now. It was this one, about being redeemed from the curse of the law, the sickness that is part of the curse of the law. We saw amazing testimonies. Hallelujah. So one reason I'm telling you that now is because I want you to get ready and not wait for something else. You can receive a healing in the next few minutes. Did you hear me? Without anybody touching you, all that's right, or praying for you, anything. There didn't have to be any big fanfare, anything. All you got to do is just believe this word. Because there's more than enough power in this word to heal you. We had morning sessions in healing school that was smaller groups, and then we had bigger sessions in the afternoon. And the smaller sessions, sometimes we'd open it up and people could ask questions, even in the middle of our teaching and everything. And I remember one time I was teaching this group of about maybe 20 in this small morning session. And I'm teaching about healing. And this lady that was on the second row sitting right about here, and in the middle of my teaching, she interrupted me. She raised her hand like that, and I said, yeah. And she said, are you saying that I just believe I take my healing and I got it? I said, yeah, that's what the word says. Whatever it is you desire, believe you receive it. Means believe you take it. And when you do that, you believe you got it. And just thank God for it. She said, that's it? I said, that's it. She said, okay. So I went on teaching. I mean, this is maybe 45 minutes later. Well, me teaching might have been an hour, you know. Later, she comes up and she said, look. I said, what? She said, I hadn't been able to use that hand for 2 years.
Oh, glory.
I had a stroke. It was paralyzed. She said, look at these notes. I took all these notes with that hand and I wrote today. Just like that. Just believed that she received based on the word. That works for anybody, anywhere, anytime.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from the Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004E. That's R-1004E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.